Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Three big things. Russian woman charged with spying. Accused of trying to infiltrate conservative groups in the U.S.
Two.
Amazon fixes website glitches. After computer problems on Prime Day,
one
Wichita woman ruled competent to stand trial, charged with decapitating her ex-boyfriend's mother. Three big things, Steve and Ted.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning, at the low end, I'm seeing $2.59 a gallon. Still some stations around $2.61, but $2.59, easy enough to find out there as the gasoline prices continue to fall little bit by little bit. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy today with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 91 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 72. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 20% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of 93. Now light rain, 76 degrees. We have a north wind at 7 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:48 here on a Tuesday. And coming up at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, we've got the Glenn Beck program. And in that first hour, he's going to talk with Ian Bremmer, political scientist and author of Us Versus Them, The Failure of Globalism. And the topic is going to be the Trump-Putin Summit. That's coming up with Glenn Beck at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Boeing is forecasting a $15 trillion commercial airplanes and services market. 20-year outlook projects rising demand for nearly 43,000 new airplanes, valued at $6.3 trillion. The global airplane fleet will also sustain growing demand for commercial aviation services, leading to a total market opportunity of $15 trillion. The company's annual forecast renamed the Commercial Market Outlook, or CMO, to include detailed analysis of the dynamic aviation services market, was presented today at the Farnborough International Air Show in London. Forecast is important news for Wichita's aviation, manufacturing, and service industry,
all right,
of course. Stocks started off the week mixed Monday.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average higher by 45 points at 25,064. The NASDAQ Composite sold off 20 at 7805. And the S&P 500 down 3 at 2798. And Amazon shares hit an all-time high during trading, but then sold off late in the day as shoppers were not able to get those prime deals. In fact, they weren't able to load them. The stock finished higher by $9.50. Netflix shares sold off in the after hours after its quarterly numbers missed subscriber growth, also on revenue expectations. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Ford has agreed to spend up to $299 million to settle lawsuits filed by owners of about 6 million vehicles with potentially deadly Takata airbag inflators. The agreement announced Monday must get court approval. It covers owners who claim that their vehicle's value dropped because Ford used Takata equipment. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted, and a Kansas bank expanding in Oklahoma. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Union State Bank building a new location in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Union State based in Kansas City. It's adding a location to replace a mortgage processing site there. They want to make it a full-service branch. The project expected to take about 6 months to complete. Union is the 15th largest commercial lender in the Wichita area. Wichita's Keycentrix has purchased a Wichita area information technology services provider called NetAbility. It's a move that'll help Keycentrix toward its goal of doubling its employment over the next 5 years. Terms of the deal not disclosed. Keycentrix provides practice management software for the healthcare sector, now has 60 employees. And Delano may be getting a new sports bar, but the shopkeepers there may not be thrilled about it. It appears Tight Ends Sports Bar and Grill planned for the northeast corner of Kellogg and Seneca. Dirt work has begun. Some have been circulating a petition opposing the establishment. A sign indicates there may be living units included in that development. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I guess I'm not clear why they're objecting to that because of the title, the name or something?
Yeah, it's think Hooters, Twin Peaks.
Okay.
And they're saying Delano is kind of a family area, so we want to keep it a family
area. All right, now, you stumbled a while ago, and I've done it.
I did,
I don't know anybody from around here who hasn't mistakenly said Arkansas City, when, of course, it's Arkansas City. That's one of those little peccadilloes. It's part of broadcasting. You have to work, you know, and nobody in the world says Greenwich except us. It's Greenwich. Everywhere in the world.
And in Oklahoma and in Colorado, it's the Arkansas River, but we have the Arkansas River here.
We have El Dorado. It's El Dorado everywhere else in the world. I mean,
but that's 35 years I've been saying Arkansas City.
Yeah, and he blew it.
I got tripped up on this one.
You know,
I was thinking Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and then Union, Arkansas.
Well, it happens. And I remember when my first week in radio, which was, by the way, 48 years ago yesterday. Or the day before.
Yes, that's right.
I was just copy about the My Rise to Scene River.
Mm-hmm.
Which I got a call from my dad immediately. It's the Mare de Scene.
Right.
You know, I didn't know. I was a kid. I didn't have any idea. So my dad helped me out there.
One of my first newscasts down the dial a little bit. I said that the town that's a little bit north and east of Wichita was Ketchy.
Yeah, well, Ketchy, Kansas. That's a
Ketchy,
good one.
Kansas.
That's a good one, Bill. Very good. All right. Well, listen, I had a lot of people, by the way. I went on Facebook and talked about my broadcast career beginning 48 years ago Sunday, and a lot of people chimed in. And some good old friends, our good friend Jim Colby, who, of course, used to be TV sports, and he just won a mini, who chimed in and said, and so thanks for the good thoughts, everybody. Appreciate that. Today
Congratulations
is
again.
National Tattoo Day. Of course, this is the word tattoo derived from the Polynesian language, or tatau, which means to tap or mark. And do you want to talk about this? Do you have a tattoo? Have you got a big?
I can neither confirm nor deny, Steve.
I've got a feeling
I'll admit to it. I do. We asked the 40 under 40 people, so I might as well come clean.
Really?
Yes, I do have a tattoo.
It's Pembroke School Academy?
Yeah. Nobody sees this tattoo ever unless they're very, very close.
If we can get Tony Deusing, our program director, to pay for it, Ted and I have entertained the fact of maybe getting Steve and Ted tattooed somewhere on our body.
Nice.
You know, Steve on one side and Ted on the other, if you know. We got some place where it's got two sides.
Marconi and the date that you got the Marconi.
Oh, that'd be right in the middle of the back. That'd be a tramp stamp right there. Right there. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so many good ideas.
There
all right.
You go.
Thank
every
you time
guys.
I bend over, everybody knows that I won a Marconi Award.
8:55, Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock. Lots of reaction on Capitol Hill after the Trump-Putin summit. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.